Have you ever struggled with comparison in your friendships? Hi there, I'm Maddie Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Right now, I have friends that have houses, are married, have one or two kids, are still in school, or went on to get additional degrees. And it's easy to compare and contrast where we're all at in life. But this is a thief and a robber in joyful friendships. And that's what today's Devo is all about. It's called Friendship Friction by Hannah Chung. When I was 16, I felt like my world was crumbling. My best friend had a boyfriend, spent all her time dancing for a prestigious ballet company, and excelled at math and science. Meanwhile, I was lonely, struggling to improve at my hobbies, and hated math and science with a burning passion. What I thought would be a lifelong friendship was fizzling at the first hint of conflict. When we experience difficulties in our relationships, we have two paths we can take. We can act out of anger, hurt, and jealousy that derives from comparison, or we can be vulnerable and admit our feelings to our friends and overcome the tension together. In the Bible, David had complicated relationships with King Saul and his son Jonathan. King Saul viewed David as his enemy because he knew God wanted David to be the king instead of him. He went as far as trying to kill David because of his jealousy. Meanwhile, Jonathan had every reason to dislike David. Jonathan was next in line for the throne, yet David was promised Jonathan's future. However, Jonathan loved God and had faith in God's promise. He cared deeply about David and encouraged him to accept his calling from God. Jonathan was a true friend. As we grow older, our relationships will either grow with us or fade away. Not all friendships are meant to last forever, but the ones built on godly love are the most important ones to fight for in the face of conflict. With time and many tears, my friend and I realized we needed to give each other space to grow separately before restarting our friendship with more reasonable expectations and renewed trust. Experiencing changes in our friendships can be tiring and lonely, but Jesus wants us to call out to Him and lean on Him through this difficult process. Jesus is the best friend we could ever have. His love for us is so great, He was willing to pay the ultimate price for our friendship. He died and rose again so we could be with Him forever, both now through the Holy Spirit and for all eternity when He returns. As you rely on Jesus, He will give you the strength and discernment you need to pursue godly friendships with courage. Now let's talk about this a little bit more together. Are you struggling with comparison in any of your friendships? Consider taking a moment to talk to God about this and ask Him to remind you of His great love for you. Do you feel alone? Consider asking God to help you notice people who could become godly companions. Remember, even when you feel lonely, Jesus is with you. You are never truly alone. As you and I can read in Proverbs 17:17, a friend is always loyal and a brother is born to help in time of need. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Psalm 25:16-17, 1 Samuel 18:1-4, as well as chapter 20:1-42, and John chapter 15:13-15, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you find today's Devo encouraging? Do you have a friendship that might need a little bit of work? Well, I encourage you to share today's Devo with them and use it as a conversation starter. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called The Two Nights, Part 1, with Dylan. But until then, I'm Maddie, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.